We continue our learning. We are in Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. V'chayov al hayayin bifnei atzmo, v'al ha'anovim bifnei atzman, v'al ha'chartzanim bifnei atzman, v'al ha'zagin bifnei atzman. The Mishnah is coming to teach me that if the Nazir drinks wine by itself or eats grapes by themselves and has chartzanim alone or zagim alone, whether the skins or the pits, we'll define those later in the Mishnah, he's going to be chayev malkos. So each one, each species alone, is going to be chayv is usur, and they, as long as joined together to be a kazayis, and as we know, they're mitzdarif together as well. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari omer eino chayv ad sheyochal shnei chartzanim vizagon. He says that the nazir has to eat. He says if a nazir eats chartzanim alone or zagim alone. So let's assume chartzanim for argument's sake are the skins, and zagim are the pits. So, which leads to machlokas. But if a nazir just ate pits or just ate skins, he's not chayv malkus. He has to eat two chartzanim and its zag, which means two garinim, assuming chartzanim are the pits, and their skin. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says me chartzanim va'ad zag. So chartzanim is in plural. A minimum of chartzanim, of course, is two. And since it says chartzanim in Lashon Rabim, but zag in singular, Lashon Yachid, we learn that you have to have at least two chartzanim and zagam. And chartzanim, assuming those are the pits, the zag is the skin. So one skin and the two pits of that skin. Rabbi Azariah holds, like Rabbi Yossi, who will say later on that chartzanim are indeed the garinim, are the seeds, and zag is the klipa, is the shell, is the skin. And that's why chartzanim ad zag means two pits minimally and its skin. Those having just pits or just skins is not going to be mechayiv you, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Elu hein chartzanim ve'elu hein zagin, asked the Mishnah, which is which? Says the Mishnah name Rabbi Yehuda, not like the opinion we just quoted before. Hachartzanim elu hachitzonim. The chartzanim are the klipos, are the shells, meaning are the skins of the grapes. Hazagim elu hapnimim. The zagim are the garinim, are the seeds, are the pits. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer shaloteter. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Says no, just the opposite. The chartzanim are the garinim. They are the seeds, the pits, and the zagim are the klipos, are the outer parts. And he gives you a siman to remember you don't make a mistake. Kizug shel behema. Just like the bell that we put around the neck of an animal. Hachitzon zug. What do we call the outer part of the pomon of the bell? We call that a zug. So if that's true, then the zug, the zagim, must be the seeds. V'hapnimi, because the inner part of the bell, inbal, that's the inner part. That's a clapper that bangs back and forth. And therefore, just like when it comes to a bell, the zug, zag, is the outer part of the bell. So too, the anavim, when it comes to grapes, the same thing. The zag is the outer part, is the skin. And of course, by process elimination, chitzonim, the chartzanim, of course, are going to be the pits that are the inside. The zag being the outside and the chartzanim being the inside. That is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah is going to deal with the particular laws of the prohibition of shaving, of cutting the hair of a nazir. And there is an isser that a giluach has that doesn't apply to the eating and drinking of that which comes from grapes. In what way? That a nazir who eats and drinks with that which is derived from the grapes, so he doesn't nullify his nazirus. And even if he ate or drank bemezid for many years, he doesn't forfeit the days. But a nazir who violated this giluach and shaved and cut his hair, so that is going to be soser 30 days, as we'll see. As long as, for example, if let's say he shaved most of his head, and even b'shogig or bonus, that would be true. So the Mishnah explains, stam nazirus shloshim yom, this we know already from the first parak. And it's coming to teach us here that when it comes to gidul se'er, when it comes to the growing of the hair of a nazir, there's no the growing of the hair is not considered growth less than 30 days. And therefore, gilach, Oshel Gluchu, who list him, if the Nazir shaves his head, cuts his hair during the Zias, or even B'mezit, or even B'shogeg, or even it was against his will. It was, he was forced. The Listim armed robbers came and shaved his head. But because he's a Nazir now, his head was shaved. His hair was cut. So, sir, Shloshim Yom. This forfeits 30 days. Now, there are two ways to understand this. Some explain that what it means is he forfeits the days until he has Gidul Sear of 30 days. He has to wait for 30 days of growth. At 30 days of growth, that's what he has to wait for. Meaning, when he comes now to be Megaleach, the Tiglach HaSatara. Remember, at the end of the days of Naziris, he has to go through the process of Tiglach HaSatara, Tiglach HaSof Mitzvah. He has to shave his whole head and bring the Karbonos. So what it means is, if from the day that he shaved, made a mistake or against his will, until the end of the days of Naziris, there, if you don't have 30 days, let's say he took a short Naziris. He took a 30-day Naziris. So obviously, if 10 days into the Naziris, he shaved his head by mistake, or someone else shaved cut his hair, so what does he have left? He has less than 30 days left. So the halacha is that he has to now wait full 30 days. Because that's what it means. That's the knas here. That's what we're saying. He is a 30-day Naziris, and now 10 days in, when there are only 20 days left in Naziris, he cut his hair. His hair is cut. So that forfeits. What does it mean? He has to wait 30 days. Waits 30 days. But if, according to this interpretation of the Mishnah, if let's say he has 30 days left, he took on 100 days. And now 10 days in, he cut his hair. So there are 90 days left. He certainly has 30 within 90. So he doesn't forfeit anything. Since he doesn't have to wait an extra 30 days, doesn't add on anything. Since he has 30 days of Gidul Sear, so he's going to be fine. And others say, no, that he always forfeits 30 days. Even in a Naziris Merubah, even if it's 100 days, there's always going to be 30 days, and an extra 30 days, and those 30 days, all the restrictions of the Naziris are upon him. They just don't count. And after those 30 days are over, then he's mashlim his Naziris. Then he has to finish up the days that he has left of his Naziris. So let's say he had 100 days. So according to this interpretation, 10 days in, he cut his hair. So he has 90 days left. So what he have to do is, he waits 30 days, And all restrictions on, that's his penalty. And then there's another 90 days left. So altogether, he has 120 days left. But that which he counted before, he shaved his hair by mistake or against his will, whatever it is, will count. So those 10 days still count. He doesn't forfeit anything from before. Then the Mishnah says, Nazir Shegilach. Let's say the Nazir shaved his head b'mezid, bein bezug, whether he used scissors, bein betar, or he used let's say, a knife, osha sifse kolshu, or let's say he just plucked out one hair, chayiv. He's going to be chayiv malkos. And the Gemara explains, if you pull out the hair, me'ikaro, from its root, even if, to the point where how much is left, less than enough for the hair to coil over itself, so then he's going to be chayav, and this is for Malkos. So to get chayav Malkos, you have to pull out even one hair. Is you're going to be chayav Malkos for, certainly if you cut a few hairs with a knife or with scissors, you're going to be chayav. But even plucking out one hair, as long as the hair is plucked out to the point where that which is left is not enough to turn over itself, to able to fold over itself, you're going to be chayav. Now that's all, that's going to be, and that's regarding Malkos. But let's say, what about forfeiting the days? What about that halacha about that 30 days, Soser Shloshim Yom, that we explained before? In order to add on those extra 30 days, then you have to shave most of your head. Plucking out one hair is not going to do that. You'd be chayv malchus for that, but it's not going to be Soser the days. And we remind ourselves that this is all about tiglachas, all about shaving, cutting hair. Drinking wine is not going to be Soser the days. Nazir chofeif, the Mishnah continues, umifas peis. A Nazir is allowed to scratch his head, scratch his hair. Some say maybe shampoo his hair. And he can take his nails and scratch his head. And some say that means that he's separating the hairs from one another, brushing his hair in a way, separating them, as long as he doesn't have kavana to remove the hairs. Ah, you'll say once in a while he may end by shampooing, washing his hair, brushing his hair. He's moving his hair a little bit. He's going to pull out a few hairs. It's a davar shein miskaven, and it's not a psikresh, not inevitable, and therefore it's going to be mutter. The rules of davar shein miskaven and not only in Hilchos Shabbos, they apply to a Nazir as well, B'chala Tarakula. Avalo Sorek, but combing cannot, because combing, we assume, is a psikresh, it's inevitable, it's going to pull out half through. Even though it's a davar shein miskaven, he's not allowed to use a comb, and that's the same thing in Hilchos Shabbos. We don't use a comb. A brush that may pull out hair once in a while, that's okay, but a comb that pulls out hair regularly, that's a psikresh, and inevitable that it's going to pull out hair, that's going to prohibit because of the malacha of gozes, and of course, in the case of a Nazir as well. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lo yachof ba'adama, you shouldn't have used earth on your hair, and what people use to cut, let's say, to clean their hair, mipnei shemasheres ha'esaser, because chafifa, that type of rubbing using earth, that is definitely going to pull out hair, and therefore that should not be done either.